1690. Welcome back to another episode of The Come Up, bro. I'm your host, the White Boy with Sauce. How are y'all feeling tonight, bro? Here at the studio, there's a bit of a party happening outside. It's a masquerade party. It kind of looks like a bit of a cult, but you didn't hear that from me. It's not any of my business. Not the point. Tonight, we have a very special episode, a very packed and busy episode, to be honest. We got three new songs from three very talented, diverse, and unique artists, bro. All different genres, all different styles, and you know, it's gonna be awesome. But before we get into that, there's just something I want to tell you guys. On May 14th, on a Thursday, Vampirelle 2 is happening, bro. It's gonna be insane. It is hosted by Trey Gold and SVDVM. I hope I pronounced that right. So, yo, last time it was insane. Now they're doing it again, bro. There's gonna be tons of insane artists. I'm talking Brooklyn Ghoul, Soyurki, Sauceland, you know, a bunch of people that we've had on the show are gonna be at this event. So, yo, be sure to pull up. The tickets are on their Instagram account on Vampires Prom, bro. So get ready for that. It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be really lit. So, yo, let's talk about these artists that we're gonna be performing. That are gonna be playing tonight. So first off, we have Zigzag by the one and only Stein. So I actually met yesterday at NBS Studio, just like that, randomly. It was the most random thing, but honestly, super cool. She's actually performing on May 7th at Barbosa and June 12th at La Sortorina. I hope I pronounced that right. And the ticket links are in her profile on her Instagram. So that's Steins with a capital Z. So be sure to check that out. Next, we have Reluctance 2 by the one and only Jazzy, who we had on our show quite recently. So honestly, this man has been pulling out banger after banger, and he's actually retiring. His last project is coming very soon, which is quite unfortunate, but it's very bittersweet because honestly, it's going to be amazing, and I hope you guys are excited because I'm very excited. And the last but not least, we also have Hunker Down With You by Manifer from Toronto. Yo, he's been making crazy moves, showing a ton of support. Super cool guy in general. I can't wait to eventually have him on the show. Who knows? Maybe he'll come here. Maybe I'll go to Toronto, you know, for a little crossover episode. You know, it's going to be pretty cool. And last but not least, guys, tonight is about the one and only Sona Boy. For the arts, only Sona Boy, bro. I can't wait, bro. Exclusive interview right here, right now. We're going to be playing four of his songs. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. So, you know, let's get right into it, bro. Zigzag by Stein Z. Let's get it, bro. 1690.
Look at the sign in the bell. Need that bit. My pep's queen mint. Triple digits winning cup deposit. Stacked it to skeletons in my closet. I ain't like tigers, gonna make it on the CT rocket. 36, 30, 62 with fair pockets. Like a blue sister, I'ma tell them gotta cop it. It's me to my high sky rocket, like my poppin'. Doing grime and doing dirty, yes, you get a muppet. Ready on the stage and bags in the mosh pit. They be dragging my pants down. Blue file, these bags be handsome. In love with the green. Zigzag, I'm here for the I mean different, come too young.
Check what you want.
Back in with the middle.
Shots never cut.
Heard better seeing aura. I go fast, zigzag, I'm here for the bag. Gimme that bad, bad, bad. I'ma need a real bad, bad, bad. Gimme that bad, bad, bad. I go fast, zigzag, I'm here for the Gimme that bad, bad, bad. I'ma go real fast, fast, fast. Gimme that bad, bad, bad. I see you in my shadow, you follow. In your brain I'm doing like spiral. My idol, watch your HP, I beat you in the game. Stay in your lane, you at the same as the day. They be dragging my pants down.
Feeling a little loco that I sign dinero. Must be pretty loco tryna pinch my dinero. Mini itty loco, loco, loco.
If you see chuckle, see me tie you reaching for my buckle. But you can't get on my level, stumble holding on my double. Fumble, stop a tree, humble, call your mommy for a cuddle. Go to wavy, ate a rough for me, let's get ready, rubble. They be dragging my pants down.
Together we in our own world like a bio, don't goddamn.
Taking over my thoughts, gave you my everything, gave you my all. Know that I'm flawed, but you want all of my affection. Perfect with all your imperfections, hey. My eyes light up every time that I see you around me, baby. But I'm losing your trust and your love, my bad, but it's driving me crazy. Used to think my detachment would help, but it feels like I'm just by myself these days. Ain't codependent, but I want you out of myself these days. Yeah, your beauty's breathtaking, but yours what I'm craving. Body's here is so amazing, but your love so damn life-changing. Since the day we met, I had no doubts about my life. I'm trying to do way better to make you feel so good for life. Ask yourself so many questions, let your trauma die. Baby, can we reset, cause I'm trying to be your guy.
Take me way back to like Red Path when I held that. You the best around, give the queen a crown. But I just really wanna
lock it down. Tell me what you want right now. Do you wanna go all out? Or you wanna slow it down? You think I'm tapped in, you feel inspired now. Baby, you know it's sad. Got a key to your heart now.
She driving 105 on the side of the highway. Got her in the mood, wanna go stop at the night place. Got no pressure, shawty, you know I'll be on your side frame. Look into your eyes, I know it's
key to your heart.
hunker down with you. Bunker sealed like a pack of palm malls. You like the fragrant stench clinging to the side of my jaw. I hide the nape of your neck. You light me up like a bogey. Now I'm catching my breath. Your smell is toxic, but I'm liking the scent. You melt me with your eyes like fried fish. Catch me in the back of your neck. Yeah, catch me in the back of your neck. And I actually mean it. And in the act of a genius, catch the genie in my hand. Warm like a lamp, and we'll save it till we actually need it. But I hold you in my heart like a rock, so you see how I'm actually feeling. It's the type of shit I'm on. Almost lost you once, corner creeping with my back against the wall now. I'm goalkeeping, I'm gatekeeping, I'm screen peeking. Anything I do not to let us break apart. Wounds fester when you don't watch it. Honest still, eyes open, I'm turning back with my tourniquet. Added pressure, I'm surgical. A big body gon' move you out of harm's way. Arms rest, go numb until we embrace. You like to bicker with me, and I get you upset. How you turn away when you was resting your head? Still I'm loving on you, in and out of the bed. In truth, steel's hard, but words cut like a knife. Take a step back and look in my eyes, shawty, you are mine. Be like Sade, give me that kiss of life, baby. Hunker down with you, bunker sealed like a pack of palm malls. You like the fragrant stench clinging to the side of my you like the fragrant stench clinging to the side of my jaw. You kiss my neck, I like the film being cut. I hunker down with you, bunker sealed like a pack of palm malls. You like the fragrant stench clinging to the side of my you like the fragrant stench clinging to the side of my jaw. You kiss my neck, I like the film being cut. I hunker down. I can't wait on you, but I still wait for you. And I'ma go find that way to make it all up to you. I can't wait on you, but I still wait for you. I'ma go find that way to make it right back to you. I can't wait on you, but I still wait for you. And I'ma go find that way to make it all up to you. I can't wait on you, but I still wait for you. I'ma go find that way to make it right back to you.
You're so nice to me and I'm so lucky. I love you. I hope you have sweet dreams.
1690, that was three back-to-back bangers, bro. Steins, Jazzy, Manifer. Oh my god, what a crazy run we just had, bro. I can't wait to have Manifer and Steins hopefully on the radio very soon as guests. But tonight is about the one, the only, Sona Boy. How you feeling, man?
I'm good, bro. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. We also got the one and only Mars with us, bro, co-hosting.
Yeah. Tu ya sabes.
Tu ya sabes, bro. It's been a minute, bro.
Okay.
Shout out. Yeah, man. So let's get right into it, shall we? So Sona Boy, tell the viewers out there, who is Sona Boy? Like, who are you?
I'm just an artist from DG, you know, representing, part of For The Art. Sona Boy really came from, like, me, because my name used to be Persona. So Sona Boy was, like, this, like, alter ego that's, like, more, like, the rapper in me, the one that's, like, just trying to have fun and, like, not worry about all the shit that's going on and just, like, kind of, like, bossing up himself, feeling himself type shit.
100%.
So I made that, and then, like, I needed, like, a brand change from Persona. So I was like, alright, let me just go with Sona Boy, cause like that's the rapper in me anyways, you know what I'm saying? So then we just went that direction. So like Sona Boy is just like
music
to help you forget about like the whack shit that you might be going through, you know what I'm saying?
Loki, I love
just,
that.
So you just like, you could just like turn up, like, yo, let's turn up, like, yo, give me a little bit of wine, let's go, like, let's do what we need
let's
to do,
lit,
you know,
so
let's get lit, like, let's have a good time, you know what I'm saying, and then that's it, type of,
yeah. Honestly, I love that, especially in what's happening in the world today, with so much negativity and so much, like, crazy stuff happening. It's fun to have just some positivity and so just some, like, good, like, vibes, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
what
I love about your music, too, because it reflects that, especially with Duffy, bro. I've been blasting that for a minute.
Shout out.
It's pretty lit.
Shout out, appreciate it.
So, how long have you been doing music for?
No lie, I've been doing music since, like, well, like, it's always, like, I've been doing music and then, like, how long I've been taking it serious. So, I've been taking it serious for 5 years.
Alright, that's really cool.
So, it's been good. Ups and downs, you know, like, working, but then, honestly, like, shout out to the guys and For The Art, because, like, they once we, because we were like, we were under another name before, and once we linked up in general and started like branding ourselves, like that's when like I feel like all of our music just like hit like another level, and like consistency, because we're all like supporting each other, helping each other, like, you know, get better.
Yeah,
you know, so, you know, like I feel like the last like 3-4 years has been a blessing for
it. It's been a blessing indeed, but honestly, 4D art is very unique. I think that it's something that hasn't really been done before, especially in this city. Like, it's not something that like you would hear often, especially like how everyone is just like promoting each other and doing it like very well. There's not someone that's like above the other, you know what I mean? It's all very equally like diverse and special, and like everyone shines in their own way, and I think that's very, very, like, I think it's just very wholesome in general. I think it's very cool.
For sure.
So let's talk more about your music, shall we? So you just released Duffy.
Yes, sir.
Right? And you were telling me about an upcoming project.
Yes, sir.
On the streets. So what can you say about that?
It's just, you know, it's... Well, I mean, it's going to be called Sona Boy 2, because I have a project out right now called Sona Boy. It has a couple tracks on there. And that was, I feel like, that was the beginning of, like, the Sona Boy, like, you know, trajectory, sorry. But yeah, so Sona Boy 2, like, we're just, like I said, like, just, like, it's just music to, like, have fun to, you know what I'm saying? It's less about the writing, it's more about, like, the feeling, you know what I'm saying? But, like, there's still bars in it, like, obviously, like, for the arts in it, so, like, my niggas can rap, let's be real. Like, let's be real. Sorry. But, yeah, so, what was I about to say?
Good vibes.
Yeah, just good vibes, man. And but most importantly, like I have a track coming out just now, a music video.
Ooh, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's gonna probably be my best music video out. I can't even lie. Just the production that went into it, like, got all types of people involved, like, really, like, reached out to, like, as many people as we could to get them involved in this video, and it felt good to just, like, you know, be in a studio, and then, like, you just see, like, all these people that showed up, you know what I'm saying, like, okay, this is tough, you know what I'm saying, having, like, a group shot and everything. I don't want to say too much, just because, like, you know, you'll see it when you see it, but, like, I'm very excited for that.
Can you give us some names, maybe, like a little hint, little teaser?
I just can't get out the mode. It's just,
damn. Okay, I see how it is. I see how it is.
Can't get out the mode, fam. You feel me?
Okay, okay. So, but what else can you talk to us about this project? Like, how is it going to be different from Sona Boy 1?
Oh, just production. I feel like there's direction on this one now. Like, there's a sound.
Okay.
There's definitely a sound. Like, there's this sound I've been, like, kind of, like, playing around with for a while. Every time I hear, like, the tempo, the you know, time signature, I'm just like, it pulls me in. I start rapping all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, there's definitely a sound, and I feel like I'm finally, like, understanding Sona Boy in itself, you know what I'm saying, understanding the brand, and yeah, like, just like trying to lock in and master it.
I feel you.
Master what Sona Boy really sounds like.
What would you say Sona Boy really does sound like? Like, how would you describe it?
I would say, like, because the music I really, really listen to and really mess with is, like, and I feel like that inspires Sona Boy is, like, tracks like Lil Yachty, like, XXXTentacion, like, Baby Keem, like a fusion of all those three, and then just, like, myself, just, like, I just love when shit's, like, just a little lit where you can just, like, head nod and kind of get, like, lost in the track, lost in the music, like, I feel like that's the best feeling in music, and when it's when, like, you low-key just, like, stop thinking, and then you're just like, oh shit, this is actually so good. Like, do you hear this right now? Like, wow.
It's like, oh man, this is really tough.
Yeah, like,
awesome.
you're like, whoa, this is the way this making me feel. Like, I love that, and I love that. That's why I love music, for real. That's why.
Honestly, I really like that. It's very honest. It's very, like, you're not here to say, like, I'm here to say a story. I'm here to, like, spread a message. It's just like, yo, I'm here for vibes. I'm here for positivity.
Yeah, I'm here for sure.
Like, just some
show. But
some,
I mean,
good time.
At the same time, though, I'm not gonna say that, like, I definitely have some tracks where, like, if you listen to what I'm saying, like, I'm actually trying to push a message. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, I'm like, moral of the story is, like, I'm trying to push positivity and, like, and also just having a good time, and you could, like, get lit and have, like, a powerful, like, sound, but you could still, you don't have to talk about, like, killing people and, like, you know, like, talk super crazy about women too, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just like there's a bravado that comes with rapping, though, mind you, like a little macho-ness, but like I feel like there's a good balance to have, and I feel like Sona Boy, yeah, I do that.
I like how you reference Sona Boy as like a completely different, like, alter ego per se. So, like, yeah, how would you say Sona Boy is different compared to yourself? And how would you say, like, you learned from either or?
Well, I mean, I just feel like, because I have a lot of, when I'm producing, because I'm a producer first. That's so it's up. Like, when I'm making music, like, I don't know what I'm going to produce. I'm not, like, going in there and, like, just trying to, and I'm like, oh, I'm trying to make this type of beat today. Like, I'm just going with the motion. Sometimes I make house beats. Sometimes I make super boom bap, gritty type beats. Sometimes it's like electronic. Sometimes it's like trappy. Like, you know, like who knows? Sometimes it's more jazzy. Like, I really just trying to, obviously, you're trying to expand the bag, obviously, right? But yeah, so like Sona Boy is just like, it's like I said, it's the rapper in me, and like me, like Sona Boy is me though. So it's like, it's kind of a hard question to like answer, because like we're the same person. I'm not saying that like Sona Boy is like a branch off
an extension.
Sona is like, I would say like Sona, who am I? Like, I'm just Sona, right? Mm-hmm. And then like when I get on stage, that's when like Sona Boy comes out. That's when you're like, oh shit, that energy, that like, you know, like that voice, that projection. That's when Sona Boy comes out, you know. And once I get off stage, now I'm Sona again. Now I'm chill. Now I'm calm. Like, I'm just like, hey, I'm cool. You know?
Very Spider-Man, Peter Parker type shit.
Yeah, I guess, if you want to call it like that type vibe.
I like it a lot. And you know what? Well, we're about to see this right now. This Sona Boy persona in two songs. We're going to play Duffy, which was your latest, right? That was your latest single. Sure. And Miss Me With That, which is one of my personal favorites. I like that a lot. So, yo, I can't wait to get into it. So, 1690, this is Sona Boy exclusive premiere, bro. 1690, Duffy and Miss Me With That, back to back. Let's get it.
Oh my God. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. Been working all day and all night. I just don't mind. These bitches just might pull up with the guys. They want us outside. I never tell a lie. Squad up. Mob ties. But I feel alive. Yeah. Pressure. Diamonds look better than ever. Want me to quit? I can never. No, I can never ever. I've been going at this since I can remember. Yeah. Born in the cold weather. Not a book cold, not coincidental. For me in a box made of iron like tar from bending the metal. It's Sona, nigga. It's Sona. Don't play no internet games. Beefing for clout, fucking in that fame. Like, sure, all you niggas be doing shit, but you do it the same. Like, better get unique.
Better start now, my nigga, cause you need all this damn time that you waste, man.
You need
better plan.
You need. You need some clout, no, you need some pride. You need to put down the phone off my God. You need to meditate, open your mind. Cause dollar signs gon' come in due time.
Been working all day and all night. I just don't mind, these bitches just might pull up with the guys, they want us outside. I never tell a lie, squad up, mob ties. But I'm feeling like, yeah.
Pressure.
Diamonds look better than ever. Want me to quit? I can never. No, I can never ever.
No, I can never ever. Man, I stick to the cold. And in the snow, how my wrist looking cold. Girl on my body, man, she stay on go. I'm sorry, not sorry, can't get out the mold.
She like how I spend, but you steady a cheapskate. She a freak spitting on me like a Beyblade. Got good brain, man, for real, she get straight A's. Want me down, I make sure that shit's prepaid. Cause I'm a real ass boss ass nigga. You a lame, get lost ass nigga. To be the boss, I pay the cost, my nigga. Feel like I'm above the law, my nigga.
Feel like K-Dot, bitch, okay, my vibe. All my blessings, I know come in due time. She don't skate, but she know she a dime. Anything I want, yeah, I make mine.
Been working all day and all night. I just don't mind, these bitches just might pull up with the guys, they want us outside. I never tell a lie, squad up, mob ties. But I'm feeling like, yeah.
Pressure.
Diamonds look better than ever. Want me to quit, I can never. No, I can never, ever, ever. I can never, ever, ever. No, I can never, ever, ever.
When I climb with the ladder, Sona rain. It don't matter, need my pockets on BB
the W like the K. Make it fatter if it's between you and me. Shit, I choose the latter. Finally popping out to these scenes, but I ain't never been no actor. Put that iron to your chest, got you a mini arc reactor. Ain't no one and done like the Raptors. Got the ball, then I pass. A link with Shorty one time, I aced. Hell with Adam Sandler. I just run around with this grandma. Need my money, I'ma text you like I'm Phantom. It's for the R, ain't no randoms. Hold that fire, call me wick just like a candle. On a Rolex brand angle, keep handing her this. Now I know she call me handsome. Shit, I got it out the mud. Now it's deeper like the mantle. Niggas want me to switch the flow. Can't get a grip, man, they can't handle. I'm just preaching from the soul. Why not take risks? Ain't no gamble. I'm still whipping in my Lancer. I'm just focused on my money. I don't deal with all that banter. All them comments and fake chatter, nigga. Yeah, miss me with that. Yeah, miss me with that. Yeah, miss me with that shit. Yeah, miss me with that. Yeah, miss me with that. Yeah, miss me with that shit.
For the best new music from around the globe, with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more, join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
Want to know the easiest way to help out your favorite community radio station? Well, there's this thing called the Community Radio Initiative. The National Campus and Community Radio Association and stations from across the country, like ours, are asking the federal government for direct funding for our sector. For CGLO's part, there are so many people at our station that are truly passionate about radio, and getting that funding would allow us to do so much more on and off the air. So if you want to help us out, head on over to mycri.ca. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now, and on that site, you'll find a tool that will generate an email for your MP and a bunch of other ministers in about 30 seconds. Again, that site is mycri.ca. Thanks for your support.
Hey, this is Hamza here, and you are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
We are back at it again, bro. Sona Boy, White Boy with Sauce, and Mars, bro, all in the building, bro. It is very hot in here, but you know what, bro? The two back-to-back songs, bro, were even hotter, bro. You just heard Duffy and Miss Me With That, bro. Sona Boy, how you feeling, man?
I feel good, bro. Shout out to you for playing those, bro.
Of course, bro. I had to, bro. They're bangers. They're so good, bro. So let's talk about the process behind these songs, bro. So let's talk about Duffy first. Duffy's your latest single. The music video is insane.
Shout out.
And the cover is insane. We actually posted it today about the iconic covers series that we have on our Instagram. And it's pretty lit because a lot of people have been like fucking with it. It's pretty awesome. So let's talk about that song. So what was the process behind that?
Well, no, Duffy, I made that, honestly a while ago. Like with all my music, to be honest. But so I recorded the first verse, then like probably like 7 months later, I was like, nah, I gotta do another verse to this. Like, I was like, yo, this one's actually, yeah, it has something, right? So I put down the second verse and I was like, okay, yeah, this is tough. Like, I need to get this out. But then we got Trevor J in the mix with For the Art, and then I was like, okay, yo, let's just like work, like, because he's really tapped in with like the whole mixing and the mastering of like tracks and stuff. So I just want to learn from him, and then, you know, so shout out to him. But yeah, he really helped me take Duffy to like the next level, and that's what it is today. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like all like the intro there, like the intro there, and like a couple of other effects. Like that's all him. So, you know, like me and him, we put our heads together and then pause, and then we got it done.
Nah, two heads are better than one. It's fine.
For sure.
And let's talk about Miss Me With That. So that one was a bit older. Did it release? It released this year, right?
It released January.
January. Okay, yo. So like first song of 2026.
Yeah, for sure.
So what was the process behind that one? Like, was it a bit different? Who produced that?
I produced that one. Yeah.
Damn, that's what's up.
Yeah, Duffy's produced by Andre With, by the way. Shout out
to him, bro. Everyone's so equally talented. It's so awesome.
So I love Fortnite.
So let's talk about that. So yeah. What was the process behind Miss Me With That?
Miss Me With That was actually quick. No, because I was just like, I produced that probably like 2 weeks before that. I dropped it, recorded it. Obviously, I record everything myself, really. And then, yeah, just I got it done. Like, I don't know, I just made the beat and I was like, oh, this beat's kind of tough. And then I went upstairs to go make some food and I played it on my Bluetooth speaker. And I just started, like, I was making food and I had to stop because I was like, hold on, I have a bar. And then I wrote a whole verse, you know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, I was like, okay, no, like, sometimes it's like when you have an idea and, like, you're super inspired, it's like, okay, let's do it now before it dies, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta flesh it out,
100%. It's almost like there's, like, a small window of, like, inspiration that you have. So I was like, yo, let's get this. Let me just do a quick video somewhere just because we need content nowadays. It's 2026, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
So I was like, let me push this out. And yeah, I linked up Zuvi. We went to, I was like, let's go to Barry UCam, get metros, whatever. And then shot the video and it was tough, you know, got it done, you know.
It was really tough. Honestly, it was really cool. Thank you. Really lit. So talk to us more about being a producer, because you're kind of like a jack of all trades. You know, you write your own bars, you produce your own tracks, man. You've been doing everything. Do you also do engineering?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. So you just do everything.
I master mix.
That's really
cool. I mixed Mystery with that as well.
That's really
I
cool.
I mastered it, of course.
So even Mario himself also does a good portion of his producing, singing, writing.
Exactly. So, like, from knowing all these skills, you know, how would you say that it helps you in your career as an artist? You know.
Oh, I mean, I'm able to craft my sound to mm-hmm. my liking, you know, and I could just get better at doing that. And I could also get better for others too, you know what I'm saying? Because I really want to be able to, like, you know, record other artists and have sessions and, like, build with other people. Because, like, that's, I'm gonna get better like that, I'm gonna create connections like that, create better music, and then that's all it's about, for real.
Yeah, it really is, honestly. And I think, like, from hearing your mixes and all of that, like, it's really crisp, it's all nice.
Shout out.
And I would say, like, also, like you're saying, like, your team is also a big part of it and all. So how would you say, like, being part of a team affects your art?
I mean, you know the saying, if you want to go fast, go by yourself. If you want to go far, go together. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to create something. So when you're with everybody and everyone's good at their own thing, and when you put a lot of minds together, you could definitely create something very beautiful, some timeless. Mm-hmm. Just because of, like, all the love for the music that was put into it, you know. Because everyone there, like, we all do it, like, no pun intended, but we all really do it for the art, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why when we all come together, like, then it's special. It's definitely something.
Yeah, no, for sure. And even in your branding, like, it sees it, like, you can see it, like, you're a team, you're solid. And I think it's something really, really cool that you guys have started for you. Like, this is something that there's not a lot of people do it. And I feel like sometimes people in Montreal have a tendency to push others down, you know? And, like, you know, but having this team, you guys are building, like, a solid structure for, like, more bigger things to come, you know?
That's it, yeah. I mean, like, the Montreal scene, it is what it is. But I feel like Montreal's brewing. Yeah. I feel like Montreal, it's heating up. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say exactly what it is, you know? I know my collective is a part of it, 1,000%. But I feel like Montreal, it's definitely heating up. Just the music scene, everyone kind of, like, coming together a bit. And I feel like that's what we're trying to do too, is, like, bring more people together. Right now we're kind of more focused on, like, the collective right now, because we're trying to, like, create the brand. Obviously, like, it's still early, but yeah, just create the brand, make it super solidified, visuals, merch, whatever, all those things. But yeah, definitely want to tap in with, like, a lot more people in the city too, just on, like, different projects and stuff like that.
100%. I actually really liked what you said about Montreal brewing in a way. I feel like everyone has, like, a small role to play in, like, Montreal, like, being just as big as, like, you know, like Toronto or something. I feel like when a lot of people, like, think about, like, music in Canada, you think about Toronto first. But, like, Montreal has something very special to it. It's not just, like, you know, you think about Toronto, it's just, like, you know, either rap or R&B.
But I mean, like, Toronto has an industry there. Like, you have like, real labels, like, US labels, right? Like Warner Music, Universal, and stuff like that. I think Universal, but for sure Warner Music. But yeah, so it's just like Montreal doesn't really have, like, an industry, like, an infrastructure for, especially for English artists too.
Yeah,
because it's super 100%. Like, you know, Quebec, you know, everything is French, so it's like, you know, that too, like, it's harder to get grants being an English artist. But I mean, yeah,
but you know what, I find that interesting, because a lot of people, especially French artists, they'll say the opposite. They'll say, like, oh, it's hard to blow up because there's too many English artists.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I've had, like a lot of artists say, like, you know, it's pas mal vraiment anglophone. Like, it's very, like in this industry, you know, like, it's, like, outside of Quebec, you don't really hear a lot, unless you go to, like, Europe, like, in France, which is kind of popping off. Depends, like, who you ask them, to be honest. But at the same time, like, when you have, like, an Anglophone who, like, talks about, like, you know, trying to, like, make it up, it's also, like, the French is also becoming a bit of a problem, too. Like, you know, like, there's all, like, these laws and, like,
yeah,
what
exactly.
you can do. So it's, we have to, like, really try to find a way to, like, coexist.
Not for sure. I definitely think we can. I mean, like, there's a lot of French artists that perform at the Bell Centers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
And it's like, I think there's a lot of English artists that should be able to perform at the Bell Centers, but they don't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's say. These are my opinions, you know what I'm saying?
But 100%. Who would you like to have see in the perform in the Bell Center?
Well, to be honest, that was just an example. I feel like I don't even like huge venues like that. I like an MTELUS, like, yeah, something a little bit more, like, intimate. You could really, like, you could look at people in the face, like, really, like, feel the crowd, and I like that. But I mean, I want it to be us for the art, like, that's, yeah, that's all. I'm gonna be real with you, like, what, it's not me and the guys, like, what are we doing? Like,
that would be an insane concert. I would pay so much money to go see that.
Shout out. No, we definitely talking a lot of talking about having organizing a show, but we want to make it bigger than just
a show. You want it to be an,
yeah,
event.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly, because for the art, like, that's a big umbrella, you know.
100% for the art is just so much more than just a collective. It can be anything. It could be a brand. It could be,
it is a brand.
It could be a way of life. It could be, exactly, a lifestyle. It could be, it's so much more than what people make it seem to be. And I think it's very special because it's gonna be so, like, huge. Like, it's already huge. People talk about it all the time, but honestly, it's gonna be really special to see it blow up one day. I think it's gonna be really cool.
Thank you. Yeah.
But yeah.
I said it too, man. No,
but anyways, that being said, we're gonna play two more of your songs, bro. We're gonna be playing No Sense, which is actually featured with Fix, and Do It.
It's actually me and Fix's track. I'll be real with you.
Oh shit! Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's like Fix and I's track. Andre With produced it. Shout out!
Does he know that we're playing it right now?
I didn't tell him that because you texted me after I dipped, and I haven't.
Damn. Oh well, it's okay. We'll play it to him after. We'll show him. This is all going to be recorded. It's going to be lit. Yeah, but anyways, hopefully you're listening to this, man. Your song is fire. It's going to be awesome. So, yo, 1690, this is No Sense, and Do It in Stealth, bro. Sona Boy and Fix. Let's get it.
Sitting around tables and tables and tossing our glad for the chin. Pussy my money turn funny to feds as soon as the wire come in. Gotta go fix up they brand. Take off the mask, see the grin. Give a little flick on the chin. Reminding me haters they kids. Do anything for the win. Wait, I put some trust in my faith. I put the bread on the plate. Pop again up out the gate. Got me relating to greats. Telling me friends can be fake. Gotta go pick up the pace. Bitch, I'm trying to go win up this race. Me and my money get dumber. Double it down for the summer. Someone to suffer. We dumbing it down to recover. Moving through sticky to pick for the blind. Got down my pick through the blind. Peeping no evil eye. Showing me knowledge that teach me to guide. Me being fried. Associate me to a side. Suicide open my eyes. Seeing a glimpse of the holy divine. The chip is not hard to go find. Gotta confine to your mind. The power you get from the mind. Get you a shrine. You gotta act like you blind. Maybe that's part of the prize. A lot of blood, sweat, and some cries. Fill up the top of the highs. Fed out a lip with the low.
Catch up the stove, sing up a low. I need some more. Up in the store. Yeah, I swore. I won't be poor. Now I'm up. Kick down your door. Shout out the foe. Been up before. I can ignore all the mistakes I made before. I just live for the chase. I know. You bitches irrelevant. I know. Shit don't make no sense. Yeah, I know. You bitches irrelevant. I know. Shit don't make no sense. Yeah, I know.
stealth. Gotta focus on you, find your sense of self. Gotta girl like me, she's stable on my belt. Like the soft linen, she shoulda come get. If I rap slow, then I can't show my flows. If you wanna take a dose, just please don't overdose. If you're fucking with me, then you know how it goes. I'ma make sure we eat, cause my friends and my bro. I'd rather be the famous nigga that you don't know, than be the famous nigga that can walk to the store. Yeah, I'm from DG, also known as the foe. Like fantastic, my money stretch long, I ain't po. And I ain't tryna flex, it's just money over sex. And I still got stress that hasn't been addressed. But when it's said and done, I don't know what'll be up next. If you want something good, gotta put you to the test. I hope you doing good, yo, what's up? Fucking with this segment, show some love, yeah. I'm just out here vibing, not stressing over the timing. I'm here as a reminder that you should live free, get your wealth, and fuck the fame, my nigga, go do it in stealth. Live free, get your wealth, and fuck the fame, my nigga, go do it in stealth. Live free, get your wealth. Fuck the fame, my nigga, go do this stuff. Yeah, 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 go do that stuff. Yeah, 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 okay. And fuck the fame, my nigga, go do it in stealth. Don't aim for lames, go fire by the shelf. You ain't a trophy, what you are is holy. You are forever and no one else can tell you shit about shit. Focus on moving forward bit by bit, my nigga. No one else hit like this, and I know I ain't shit, but a nigga ain't shit. And I hope you get that line, hope, but you never hit my line, though. It's alright though, we all fools, let the time go. But it's okay if you just trying to chill. But tomorrow we gotta work, you know the deal. You are in control of your life, appeal. So follow your heart, to show you what's real. Okay, I hope you doing good, yo, what's up? If you fucking with this segment, show some love, yeah. I'm just out here vibing, not stressing over the time. And I'm here as a reminder that you should live free. Get your wealth, and fuck the fame, my nigga, go do it in stealth. Live free, get your wealth, and fuck the fame, my nigga, go do it in stealth. Live free, get your wealth, and fuck the fame, my nigga, go do it in stealth. Yeah, 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 go do it in stealth.
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
The St. Lucia Cultural Association of Montreal presents Pete Douglas Calypso Hour Part 2 with Shalom Production Band on Sunday, May the 17th at 6767 Coordinated Road. Showtime 6 p.m. The doors will open at 2 p.m. for those wishing to come and get a free blood pressure reading. Admission $50. Dr. Lenny Aladdin will be there to address health awareness. Food and drinks will be on sale. For information, call Pete Douglas, 438-85-6108, or visit the St. Lucia Cultural Association Facebook page. This is a CJLO Radio co-production.
What's up, everybody? It's Jeanette King. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
This is dangerous, cause all I do is daydream about the moment when we can be alone.
Open up this cupboard and you'll find a bomb of everyone. 1690, we are back at it again, bro. Sona Boy, White Boy with Sauce, and Mars, bro, in the building. We just heard No Sense and Do It in Stealth, bro. How you feel about that, man?
I love those tracks, man. Shout out Fix, and Do It in Stealth is one that always touches home.
That's what's up, man. So it's my favorite part of the night, man. So let's talk about the quote of the day, bro. Oh, Sona true. Boy, what is the quote of the day?
Don't do shit if it doesn't inspire you.
You know, okay, I like saying? That. I feel like that's very...
If you're not inspired, it's not worth your time.
Real shit.
You know what I'm saying?
real shit. I think we can connect to that on a lot of levels, Loki. I think it's important. It's important to care. I feel like it's important to care in general. Like, if you don't care about stuff, it's just...
Just, like, yeah, caring about it, being passionate about it, being excited about it. Like, all those feelings. Like, when you pour that into something, whatever it is, it always comes out great. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's also important to embrace the unknown. Like
100%.
Like, find comfort in fearing things, in a way.
Yeah.
Being out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, don't get too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like, I feel like that's me. Like, I've been, in the last, like, 6 years, just up and down of, like, realizing I'm getting too comfortable. Okay, wait. Nah, I gotta shake things up. Okay, I gotta let go of this. I gotta do this, because, like, what am I doing? Like, I'm trying to do music. I'm not really tapping in as much as I could be, you know what I'm saying? So it's, like, you gotta find the balance and do what inspires you.
100%, bro. I've been struggling to find, like where my potential is, you know, like whether I'm living up to potential or not. I don't know what defines as potential. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I feel like you're only, it's about what you want for yourself. I feel like your potential is basically, you set your potential limit.
Exactly. And that's what's fucking me up, yeah, because it's like, you know, you don't know it. Like, other people can see it.
Yeah.
But it depends how you see yourself at the end of the day.
100%.
And it's just such like a clusterfuck. I'm sorry, I can't swear, but who gives a shit?
Yeah.
And like, it's just,
but like, people always could say, like, oh, I see a lot of potential in you. Like, yeah, sometimes more than you see in yourself.
Exactly.
It's just because it's like, you know, they're seeing an outside view of who you are versus you and all your thoughts inside your head and shit. So it's like, you know, sometimes you gotta just like, just create whatever you want to create. Like, even if, like, stop worrying about it being so like perfect or even good. Like, get your rep in, get some reps and get some sets in, like, you know, like, it's okay, you know?
100%.
Because out of all that stuff that maybe is not good, you might come back to it in a month or two or, like, a year and be like, hold on, this is actually dead tough, hold on. If I just do this 1-2, now we have, like, a whole track, like, what we talking about. Like, done that with plenty of music. No.
I like that, honestly, I like that a lot. Honestly, before we keep getting into it, bro, I just want to tell everyone that Tampa just beat the Canadians. I know everyone cares about that, but guess who doesn't care about that? Me! I don't give a shit about hockey. Basketball all day, every day.
Yes, sir.
Bro, where were you when Luka Doncic got traded with Anthony Davis, bro?
I don't know where I was, but I was kind of like, damn. But I was also excited because LeBron and JJ Redick and Luka and Austin Reeves sounds great. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, hey, I need them to beat the Rockets, though.
100%.
I don't like how they lost 2. Like, that's kind of y'all up 3-0. If you lose the next one, I'm actually like, okay, no, y'all are not passing this first round. I'm looking at lose hope. I'm going to be very sad. But, yeah, they need to get to the next series. No funny.
100%. Wait, so wait, who's your team?
LeBron.
Okay, the Lakers. Damn, okay, so it's like LeBron, like, your favorite player?
Just like, you know, he's just the greatest of all time, and he's like playing with his son. It's just like, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty iconic.
I don't mean to glaze, but like, it's just dope. It's just dope. Like, he's like the perfect role model for like anybody.
That's 100%. Okay, I feel like it would be wrong if I didn't ask this controversial question, but I think you already know what it is, bro. So, you prefer LeBron or Kobe? Such a basic question.
I mean, yeah. But I mean, I like how Kobe plays more, but LeBron's definitely, like, the greatest of all time.
100%. I think, personally, like, all due respect to Kobe, obviously RIP, but I think LeBron's more of a team player.
Yeah. Like, I would pick Kyrie over LeBron, but, like, that's just because I like how Kyrie plays.
All right, guys, this was it for tonight. I don't
know. You don't agree? Kyrie Irving?
Not really, no.
You don't like how he plays? Bro, this man's the best handler of all time.
Yeah, but LeBron.
I know, but like, I'm just saying, like, in terms of like, it's more like, that's like, it's like a bias. I was saying like, it's like a bias.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
like, who would I want to go see? If I had a choice between LeBron and Kyrie play basketball, I want to go see Kyrie because he's gonna sauce people up, fam. Nah. I feel it. I hear what you're saying. Hey, I hear what you're saying. Me, I'm trying to see someone's ankles get took.
Bro, so, LeBron.
I want to see that layup package for days.
Bro, LeBron's going to fucking do circles around him with his son in the court watching.
I mean, on a one-on-one, it's a bad matchup because LeBron could just post up every time. But
yeah, that's
true.
We're
not talking about that. They're not going to do a one-on-one.
Yeah, but then I didn't see Kyrie in Space Jam 2, though. That's all I'm saying. I'm just
I didn't even watch that.
Neither did I. And so besides the upcoming project, what else do you have in the works? Anything else besides, well, you have the music video
project, and then I'm gonna organize a listening party for show for the project. Nice. Something unique, some within brand. Mm-hmm. And then just more music videos, more music projects with the collective, just all of it, man. This year we're trying to make a lot of noise.
Hell yeah, man. The summer's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, just keep pushing it out, like new music every other day, like one of us in the collective every other week, just on your feed.
Bro, what can we expect that For The Art collab album though?
It's a great question. You know, it's a great question. Hey man, we're working on it.
Really?
I'll tell you that for sure. We always working on it. We're always working on it. We're always coming together and trying to make something happen. But yeah, it's gonna when it happens, it's gonna be something very special. It's gonna be something very intentional and thought out, and it's gonna be dope. And then obviously we're gonna have a proper listening party for that show.
Mm. So, yeah. Is it gonna be more of an EP or like an actual album?
For the collective?
Yeah.
Definitely gotta be I don't know. I would say probably.
Okay, so
because we're like 8 people, like 10 people, like.
You know. Brockhampton can do it. No,
but what do you mean?
Like, aren't they like just like a bunch of people?
Yeah, but yeah. They do a long album. They do like 15 song albums.
Yeah, but low key it can be really nice. You know, it's even like a set you can start DJing with.
No, exactly.
And the whole style.
Exactly.
That would be really nice, honestly.
For sure.
Yeah, unseen in a minute, but for sure, like attention.
What are you talking about?
Like, if you guys all work on that one album.
Oh yeah, for sure. We're gonna film it. We're gonna do all types of footage, and you know what I'm saying. It's collective. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be really. Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Is there something that you want to do eventually that you haven't done yet? Like when it comes to like music, or just like within, or anything really? To be honest, like on that bucket list.
Honestly, is throw a show. Like, my whole thing is about, like, throwing a show, like, a For The Art show. Mm. It's not just me. Like, obviously, I'll perform my tracks. I'll have my time to shine. But, like, everybody else will have their time to shine. And not just people in, like, my collective, per se. Like, other people in Montreal, like, you know, that are dope that we mess with. Other art, like, DJs, like, painters, photographers. Like, just, like, get everybody. People that do, like, T-shirts. Like, just, you know, like, people that do grills, tattoo artists, whatever. Put it all, let's see, can we put it all under, like, the same roof, you know, For The Art. You know, like, boom. You know what I'm saying? And by the end of it, have, like, a performance show of people, you know, dancing or rapping and singing and stuff like that. So I feel like the show, that's, like, my goal, because I want to create that. I want to create that and have, like, one every year, one crazy For The Art, like, bang every year. You know what I'm saying? That's just, like, no pun, but, like, For The Art.
Yeah, literally.
It's, like, for everybody, you know? I don't want it to be expensive. I don't even, like, honestly, I want it to be, like, a $5 thing max. Like really, like...
I like that a lot.
It's, like, $5, but, like, if you want to donate, you want to pay more just to, like, help support the cause, the brand, then, like, that's more than welcome, but it's, like, it's not about that, you know what I'm saying?
Then all, once
like,
a
all,
day.
All the funds would go to, like, funding the next show or, like, the For The Art studio where we could have artists come and make music or whatever, take pictures and stuff like that, yeah.
Exactly, and a lot of the ways it's not just about the money is for the art. So
exactly.
That's what's up, man. I really like that. I think it's gonna be really cool. I think it's gonna be very unique, especially like you guys are gonna be insane. Like, what do you think you see, not just yourself but also For The Art within like the next like year?
I definitely think our names are gonna be talked about a lot more.
Hell yeah,
we're gonna be on a lot more posters. For, you know, like bigger shows, bigger like events, because there's a lot of events in Montreal. Like there's jazz festivals, there's like all types of Bonne Famille, there's Pied de Courant, like all types of Air Commune, stuff like that, stuff like that. You know, so getting our names in places like those, and we're already in talks with like people. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I definitely see it happening very very soon. It's really about just us getting our music out though, getting our names out there, getting in people's faces, like. You know, this is what we do, and you know, like we're confident. This is tough. Like, you know, come see what we got going on. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about that. As long as we keep doing what we've been doing, I feel like we're gonna achieve everything that we wanna achieve.
Honestly, man, I can't wait, man, because it's going to be insane. But, yo, that being said, bro, we are almost out of time, man. Do you have any last words before we part ways?
Nah, man, shout out the guys. Shout out Josh. Shout out Fix. Shout out Zui. Shout out Andre. Shout out Trevor. Shout out Rome. You know what I'm saying? And shout out Kira, of course. Shout out Kaden. Collective, yo, for the art. Shout out.
Actually, you know what? Kaden actually brought up something. Before we go, Kaden brought up something very alarming, actually. He said that you guys also play, you know, Mario Kart, Smash Bros.
Alarming.
Alarming, because he said that he's the best one.
Oh, my days.
That's what what he said. Now, obviously, I called Cap right away.
I don't think
away.
This guy's ever won a game pass. What are you talking about? I actually can't believe he said something like that.
Bro, I don't know, bro. This is how I said it. No, next time I get all you guys together, bro, I'm going to have to set it straight. I'm going to have to put all y'all in your place. Bro, respect.
Yo, if you have Mario Kart here, if you got For The Art here, yo, it's going to be...
we're going to run it.
It's going to be a scene.
Dude, it's going to be...
Them guys get loud.
Oh, okay. It's like that.
Yes, it's very serious. It's not like just, it's fun and games. Like, no, this is like...
Oh no, Mario Kart's been that serious, man.
Yeah,
I'm just
making sure everyone's on the same page.
Oh no, I'm ready. But which Mario Kart? The one on the Switch?
I mean, we were playing on PS4 remotes connected into my boy's laptop. Okay, but like then projected onto a big TV.
Okay, so
he has like anyways.
Okay, might have been the Switch, maybe.
It's a good laptop.
Yeah, it's those.
But yeah, honestly, man, I'm excited to eventually demolish all of you and set the record straight. It's gonna be awesome. 40 Art is
gonna
be.
I ain't trying to hear this. Still, I'm gonna leave.
Do it right now. Anyways, guys, thank you guys for tapping in, bro. Sona Boy, thank you so much for playing up, bro.
Thank you for having me, man.
Of course, bro. Mario's here too. Mars.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Big things in the works too with him too. It's gonna be awesome, bro. This is the White Boy Sauce signing off, bro. Have a great night, bro. See you guys next week, bro. Peace out.
With all the missing murder.